mysterious dog.
Excuse me.
I'm just trying to picture out when they did this music, why they decided to put the dog in there.
I bet it was a mistake and they just decided to leave it.
They probably said, hey, that's pretty cool. Leave it in there.
Yeah.
You never know.
Nice.
Oh, man, yeah.
Yeah, it's another great day as we stand by for blessed relief, although I don't really need it as I'm not feeling the first signs of boss jog fatigue. Yeah. Building up a head of steam. Dodds, dodds. Look at my teeth, though, how they gleam. Oh, the day.
Got your Christmas decorations up yet?
Not a damn one.
What are you waiting for?
When I button them up.
Christmas?
We're going to Hawaii. Hawaii this year.
So what? So? I never heard such. People still go away, but they still put up decorations. They celebrate the season.
We'll use the decorations in Hawaii.
Please. You ain't going to decorate squat in Hawaii.
No, but I mean, they'll have the hotel decorated, and, we'll say, ain't that a nice, nice pool hanging off that tree? And, that'll be that. Another Mai Tai! Quang.
And you gave me the blues for going out to dinner for Thanksgiving.
Yeah. Well, thanks.
And you're not even going to put up a wreath.
Not even a damn wreath. Well, my mother sent a wreath, so we got a wreath.
Yeah, you got it, but you ain't going to put it up.
It's
you probably
up.
Just looked at it in the box and you went, oh, how nice.
Yeah, no, it's up. It's up. I took down my kill them all, let God sort them out placard and hung it on the nail that usually hangs up. It's up. Yeah, I got a sign on my front door that says, the hell with the dog, beware of owner. And I hung the wreath on that. Just for the holiday season. You know, so.
Well, nice to know you're at least in the spirit.
I'm in the spirit of it.
Hawaii, huh?
Hawaii.
The hell kind of Christmas is that?
Oh, man, a Hawaiian Christmas.
You don't want any snow, cold? You don't want any of that during Christmas?
Oh, come on. I've had it all my life. Marcia.
So have I, but I still like it.
Enough already with that. And the damn thing is, you want snow, and you got to go to Vermont or something like that. Where you are,
I don't gotta
you know what's going to happen? You'll be in Atlanta,
what?
It'll be a rain. It'll be 56 and raining. That'll be a white Christmas for you.
It only rains when you come. You ain't coming for Christmas, same, so I'll be fine.
Same with D.C. Oh, sure, every now and then you get a 3-foot snow, but most of the time Christmas is like 41 and a blowing rain. And I'll be thinking of you. I'll be opening a copy of the Hawaii Gazette. And you know where they put the temperatures around the land? And I'll be looking, Atlanta, 51, lashing rain.
It's not. It's going to be a
beautiful
day. Washington,
Baltimore, 41 degrees, sleet. Meanwhile, I'll wad up the newspaper as right. Chanting minstrels come walking by. That's going to be me on Christmas, baby. Look at I look at my wife and say, you know, we could be fishtailing in Buckhead now. Could be freezing our ass in the inner harbor. But
instead, you'll be working on your tan.
Yep.
Right, like that needs one.
I'll be listening to this. This is the next language I'm going to learn. Something about it I like. I'll be doing the limbo. Get a couple of native people hold a stick. And there I'll be limboing under it.
Yeah. Lumbering under it.
Lumbering under it. I'll go over backwards, crack my skull on the patio. Tiki lamp will set my hair on fire. I'll spend Christmas at Hawaii General. Yeah, but that's all right. I like being on the road on Christmas time. You know, it avoids all the whole deal with the mishpucha, and you enjoy a nice vacation. I mean, the Christmas I spent with the Yanomano tribe was... I tried to explain to them. They had no concept of Christmas. Plus, it was like 104 degrees, clawing heat.
Ew.
And I sat there and I said, let me tell you how this works. You got this big, fat honky. Oh, comes with toys, which are things that run with batteries, which are things that hold electricity. They just stared at me as they held their crude tools. I said, well, they come down a chimney. But Matwa just sang her song. They don't know the concept of chimney. Toys, batteries, they don't know from nothing. She's like a woman child. And she sat cross-legged with her butt in the mud. I thought, oh, God. America needs more of these people that aren't so toy-conscious around Christmas time. And I'm worried about their Mattel Greenie Stick'em capsule. The latest Barbie accessory. She was happy with the mirror that I gave her. The first time she'd ever seen herself.
That's how the trouble began.
I held her that mirror. I said, you want to see something? Here, squat over it a second. Now you know what I'm facing on a regular basis. Huh? Yeah. But I tell you, the best Christmas of all I ever spent, Marcia, was south of the border.
Yeah.
Vamos, muchachos. Venga conmigo a la tierra de la muerte. On the land of the dead. Well, I had just saddled up. And I was riding my way to the little Mexican town of Emajagua, which is pretty deep across the Mexican Badlands. The sun's beating down on me. I'm schwitzed from the bench. And I'm making pretty good time. But all of a sudden, in the distance, I see black smoke rising on the horizon. And I'm thinking, come on, let's go. Yeah. I get closer and I see some banditos. I've attacked this wagon train. Man's lying dead. Wagon in flames, woman on the ground. So I go riding down there to lend assistance. Come on. Arr! Well, I get down there. I get the fires put out. Tend to the woman as best I can. Start burying the dead animals. When in the distance I see Mexican police, the federales, showing up. By this time, the woman's regained consciousness. I said, hey, good thing you guys came along. Apparently, there's some banditos you guys need to be looking for. They attacked this woman. Her husband's dead here. He said, okay, senora, can you please tell us what happened? She said, oh, it was horrible. We were riding along and these banditos attacked us, killed my husband, burned the wagon, and then they had me repeatedly. Six men. I remember through the mist, there were six of them, because I was taken six times. And the guy said, I'm sorry, senora, but the tracks in our Indian guide shows us that there were only five banditos. She said, six? And everybody looked at me. I said, well, I guess I'll be shoving off.
Oh. It's the Grease Man.
Comedy Network.
What a load of crappy crap crap.
Hey. All right, we're going to take a break here, then we'll come back with more fun, yeah? Your new dad daddy's on the air. I'll be right back.